or bring us, bringing that scene of heaven before our eyes.
主，我们感谢你把那个天上的这个光景啊，能够摆在我们面前。
All your people come to worship you and sing hallelujah unto you.
所有你的子民能够一起聚在一起，我们能够一起来唱哈利路亚。
That we can be remembered by our great King.
我们能够来纪念我们啊这个伟大的王。
And we have a portion in that scene of heaven.
啊，我们能够在这个天上的这个光景上面有份。
Lord, we thank you that you not only seated in heaven today.
啊，我们不是啊。我们今天不是只在天上看到这个光景。
You're living in our life and walking in the midst of the church.
啊，你在我们啊啊这个活在我们生活里面啊，你在我们这个当中来行走。
We thank you. You're here today.
我们谢谢你啊，你今天现在就在我们当中。
Because you love us so dearly.
啊，你因为你是何等的爱我们。
You want to be with your people.
啊，我们要成为你的子民。
Lord, we want to give this time into your hand.
我们要把这一段时间我们交在你手中。
That Lord, even through the eyes of our hearts, we can behold who Jesus is.
啊，我们啊，经过我们的眼，我们的心啊，我们能够更加知道我们的主耶稣。
The heart will be drawn, and we will tell each other the Lord is here.
啊，我们啊的心被你吸引，我们能够互相的交通啊，我们的主啊就在我们当中。
May you lead us, Lord.
主请你来带领我们。
Lead us to yourself.
把我们领到你自己里面去。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。阿们。
Brother and sister, this song started with In Mystery Reigning, King over All.
我们这个诗歌是讲到奥秘中掌权万物之王。
During the Lord's table, we see the Lord through faith.
在这个我们领用饼杯的时候我们借着我们信心我们看到我们的主。
We know he is the Son of God, and he became the Son of Man sitting on that throne.
他是神的儿子，他变成人子，现在坐在那个宝座上面。
But he's not just there; he is here in our life.
他不是只在上面，他是在我们正在在我们生活的里面，在下面。
He's reigning mysteriously.
他在奥秘中掌权。
Sometimes you don't see him.
我们很多时候我们看不到他。
But sometimes when we went through a crisis, then we look back and realize he is here.
当我们这个经过危机的时候，我们往后看我们看到我们的主。
The angel proclaimed Jesus is Lord.
这个天使宣扬耶稣是主。
But in the second stanza, it's a wonder of wonder, this king is my friend.
这个第二段里面讲到说讲到说其中之奇妙此王是我有。
So someone you can confide to.
是我们可以信赖的那一位。
Someone that you can tell him all your trouble.
是那一位我们可以告诉他我们所有所遇到的这个难处。
And someone who you can, so to speak, let your guard down. We are not necessarily who we are in private, but before the Lord, we are an open book.
好像说我们在这个暗处里面，我们可以敞开让这个有一个敞开的这个对着主。
He know our true story, but he never leave us.
他知道我们真实的故事，但是他从来不离弃我们。
He is a true friend.
他是我们真实的朋友。
And also that here we want to give everything into his hand.
在这里我们唱到我们要把所有都交到他手里。
And may he lead us with his light.
但愿他能用这个光来引领我们。
So I think this song is so wonderful. It really ministered to me.
这个是一首多美好的诗歌它这个能它真的是吸引我。
I think the Lord is working mysterious in our life as well.
这个好像这个主好像在我们的生活里面，好像在奥秘里面也是在服侍我们。
What has he been doing in your life?
他在这样的在我们生活里面来工作。
Do you sense some of his touching you?
好像是他在这个我们生活里面触摸我们一样。
And he walk with you.
我们的主与我们同行。
So we pray that the brother and sister, you would really respond to the Lord's prompting.
但愿弟兄姊妹，我们能够回应我们主耶稣的这个提醒。
Brother and sister, also, it's very wonderful that the Lord wants us to wash each other's feet.
我们也感谢主啊，这个我们的主要我们互相的来洗脚。
You know, it's wonderful that I teach Sunday school.
我是有时候我在上面教主日学。
And in teaching Sunday school, I think many times, over half of the time, the lesson is for myself.
我教主日学的时候，有一半的时间好像是说在教我自己一样。
And in this most recent lesson, it's about washing each other's feet.
这个最近的一个题目我教逐日学是关于我们互相的洗脚。
As you share of the Lord, of what he has done for you, you are washing one another's feet.
当我们交通我们在主里面学了什么我们能够互相的来洗脚。
The story actually had a beginning is that the Lord washed our feet first.
但是我们知道说是我们的祖先洗了我们的脚。
The Lord showed that he is reigning mysteriously in your life.
这个我们的主他向我们显现他在这个好像奥秘里面在我们的生活里面他在掌权。
So if you have given something to you, you know it, you sense the Lord touching your life, it's for you to respond to the Lord.
主我们看见我们的主在我们生活里面有触摸到我们的触摸到我们。我们可以在这个时候一起来这个互相洗脚交通。
I'll close this little time with one little phrase in John chapter 13.
我们最后我们看一下约翰福音第十三章。
We actually don't need to turn there. It's just one little phrase.
这个是一小段的这个经文。
This is the Lord's question to his disciple.
这个是我们关于我们主耶稣给他门徒的一个问题。
He said, "Do you know what I have done to you?"
他说，你知道我为你们做了什么吗
？So do you know what the Lord has done for you?
我们知道我们的主为我们做了什么吗
？So just a little reminder, we do want to. It's a family time. We are here together before the Lord.
在我们好像在一起这个时间在主的面前。
We let's allow different members of the body to share the Lord.
好像是我们是一个家一样我们家里不同的这个肢体，我们能够更多能够上来交通。
Most of you know there's a 10 minutes time limit of sharing.
我们大概都知道有一个十分钟的限制。
If you must, then there is that 5 minutes grace, 15.
如果我们真的有要交通比较长的话我们限制在十五分钟。
I think I've been entrusted as the keeper of time.
我是在这里要提醒大家，如果时间到的话。
Brother and sister, don't mind me if I be very strict this time.
如果我比较严格的话，请弟兄姊妹不要见怪。
There is a verse in Proverbs that say there is a brother that stick there, but there is one who stick closer than a brother.
这个箴言里面有一段经文就是说那有一位甚至好像这个比你的这个弟兄还要亲近你。
Yeah, he will stay very close to you.
他会这个跟你这个离得很近。
If you pass the 15 minutes, you will find me as that brother.Who stay closer to you.
如果你看到这个15分钟的牌子你就会想到我就是那一位弟兄离得你很近。
But I'm sure that's not what the Bible meant.
我相信这不是这个圣经它的意思。
So let's follow the Lord's Spirit and let's share in the Lord's family.
我们来随从圣灵的引导我们一起在家里能够一起这样交通。
各位姐妹大家好
Francis's greetings to you
今天我分享我一个个人的见证
I want to share a personal testimony with you
23年我被查出患了那个食道癌并且转移
In 2023, what happened? Esophagus cancer. I was diagnosed with that.
我第一次感觉到人的生命是多么脆弱。
First time I feel the fragility of life.
面对这个癌症, 我无能为力。
I felt helpless in the face of cancer.
经过那个多次的信心考验,
and through many different tests that I've done,
以赛亚书53章5节说,
Isaiah 53, verse 5 says,
哪知他为我们的过患受害, 为我们的罪孽压伤。
But he was wounded for our transgression, and he was bruised for our iniquities.
因他受的刑罚, 我们得平安。 因他受的鞭伤, 我们得医治。
The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
我做了56次的化疗。
I have done
56次的化疗。
56 times of the chemotherapy.
和多次的化疗。
And also radiation.
身上的皮肤经过那个化疗引起局部伤口的 糜烂和疼痛。
And because of the radiation, it affects the skin, and so it was very painful.
基本上每天早晨都要清洗这个伤口。
Every morning I had to clean the wound.
每次清洗这个伤口，那个疼痛像穿心这样的疼痛。
It was almost the heart-piercing kind of pain every time I have to clean the wound.
每次的清洗都要呼求神的保守医治。
And every time I had to pray for the Lord's healing and hand as I was doing so.
感谢神是听祷告的神。
But I thank the Lord that He is one who listens to our prayers.
使我能承受痛苦的折磨。
And that I was able to bear the pain.
那么随着进一步的治疗,
and as I progress through the treatment,
口腔出现红肿破损,
and that the wound was getting more red and sore.
那个咳嗽不止,
and there was I had to cough a lot as well.
每次一口食物都感觉疼痛难忍。
But each time I cough, it was very painful.
我也看了医生。
And I went back to the doctor.
医生给我开的那个麻醉类的这个止痛药。
And so he gave me some painkillers.
但也没得到帮助。
But it was not, it was better, but not all better.
人的尽头是神的起头,
but the end of man is the beginning of God.
当人没有来到这个尽头时,
when man has not gotten to the end yet,
人不肯哀求神,
man cannot really ask God truly from his heart.
神也无法施展他的大能,
and it was also impossible for God to then release his power.
我知道受的苦越多,
and I know that the more pain that I went through,
学习的功课也越多,
and the lessons that I learned also increases,
生命的改变也越多,
and therefore my life also changes.
苦难使我更越靠近神,
and that while it may be more painful, but the more I drew close to the Lord.
诗篇46章1节,
Psalm 46 verse 1 says,
神是我们的避难所,
that God is our hiding place.
是我们的力量,
that He is our strength.
是我们在患难中随时的帮助,
a very present help in the time of trouble.
感谢神,
want to thank the Lord.
透过弟兄姐妹的 和家人的祷告
through the prayers of brothers and sisters and those at home,
释放圣灵超自然的医治恩膏归到我
that the healings of the Lord was upon me,
使我的口腔发炎得到神的医治
so even the infection, the soreness, those were all healed.
每天基本都是吃冰的蔬果汁。
And it is the fruit of the spirit and of the prayers that came forth.
和流汁的食品。和流汁的食物。
And that I had to take off something that is liquid, every day.
在这个疾病中
And through the sickness,
不要看环境,
that I do not look to the environment,
不要凭感觉,
and that it was not by feelings,
要凭信心,
but it was by faith,
随着领受神的医治,
so as to receiving the Lord's healing.
愿神纪念他的仆人,
may the Lord remember his servant.
兰西姐妹,
Sister Nancy,
Helen 姐妹
Helen, Sister Helen,
Amy 姐妹
Sister Amy,
慧茹姐妹
Sister Maria,
愿神祝福姐妹的付出和摆上
May the Lord bless what they have, how they have helped.
天父看顾我。
That they took care of me.
天父也看顾你。
And the Heavenly Father looked after me and will look after you as well.
让我们在试炼中更坚定仰望神。
That in our trials we can fix our eyes upon him.
因为主曾说
Because the Lord said,
我总不撇下你。
I will never leave you.
也不丢弃你。
Nor forsake you.
在化疗的过程中
through the chemotherapy,
我曾经过一次紧急的治疗
and I went through some difficult treatments.
24年2月7号下午3点
2024, in February, one of the days in the afternoon at 3, around 3.
到达医院经过抽血
I was at the hospital, to draw some blood.
看了医生就开始做化疗。
And then I saw the doctor and then we started the chemotherapy treatment.
时间很快就来到下午五点。
And before you know it, it was already 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
我经护士同意前往卫生间。
And so, as with the nurse's approval, I went to the bathroom.
在卫生间里突然感觉到神志不清。
But I felt dizzy when I was in the bathroom.
能站立不稳。
And that I felt like I was a little wobbly.
咳嗽、呕吐。
And started coughing and vomiting.
心脏激烈的疼痛。
And I felt pain in my heart.
并且晕倒在卫生间。
And I collapsed in the bathroom.
还好我的姐妹在卫生间门口。
But thankfully, my sister is outside the bathroom.
她立刻叫来医生和护士。
And that she called the doctor and the nurse.
医生给我插上那个氧气管。
And so the doctor put oxygen on me.
一会儿救护车也来了。
And the ambulance came.
把我送到那个急救中心
and that I went to ER.
一路上我姐妹不断地祷告
and my sister's praying for me on the way.
呼求诊治医治我
and that praying for healing upon me.
神是听祷告的神
and God is one who listens to our prayers.
是又真又活的神
He's a real and living God.
在我病危中保守我
that he have kept me through all my trials.
经过医生的检查和治疗
，and through the doctor's help，
我在晚上十点左右就离开医院了。
And then I once again left the hospital around 10 p.m.
今天发生的事都是神的保守。
Everything that happened was in the keeping of the Lord.
我在晚上，我姐妹如果没听见我的昏倒的声音，晕倒的声音
if I didn't hear that I collapsed,
我可能得不到急救。
That then maybe I could not be helped in a timely manner.
感谢赞美主。
So thank and praise be unto the Lord.
人的生命都在神的手中。
That our life is indeed in His hands.
我们依靠神。
When we rely on Him.
因为他是有权柄有怜悯。
Because He is of power and of mercy.
是慈爱的主。
He is one that is full of grace.
凡事恳求他就必应许赐福医治。
And that if we do come to Him, He will listen and will receive healing.
在无望的环境中选择持续信靠神
and that even in a hopeless environment that we can look to him and trust in him
而不是相信自己的担忧
not to trust in our own self
每当新的考验试炼临到的时候
whenever there's new trial upon us
回忆神是如何一次又一次的拯救我
can always come to remember again and again how the Lord haveSave me.
帮助我。
Help me.
神从不失言。
And the Lord will never turn a blind eye to us.
蒙上帝的恩典。
And by His grace.
医生接近在为我做一次全身的扫描。
And the doctor decided to do another full body scan for me.
24年11月29号。
And in 2024, in November,
扫描显示一切正常
that the scan revealed that everything was normal
身体没有癌细胞
and that there's no cancer cells
感谢神引我行过死荫的幽谷
I thank the Lord for helping me walking through the shadow of death
叫我不致遭害
that I was not harmed
救恩属于耶和华
Salvation belongs to Jehovah
感谢赞美主
Thank and praise be unto the Lord.
荣耀归给神。
Glory be unto God.
我的见证就停在这边。
I will end my testimony here.
好。
Sorry, I forgot to make the announcement that if you have shared for the past 3 months, please do not share.
我忘记就刚做了一个提醒，就是说我们上个月在最近上个月，如果你有上来做过见证的话，请你可以先不要做。
It's just for the sake that we can allow different brothers and sisters to share.
所以我们能够有其他弟兄姐妹有机会上来做见证。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
啊，谢谢弟兄姊妹。
弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我叫余苏。
My name is Susie.
其实上个月我妈妈有感动叫我要来分享，但后来没有赶上，所以这次这个星期我也在主面前仰望的时候，觉得里面还是有感动有负担。
So last month I already wanted to share, but I didn't have a chance. This week I was seeking before the Lord, and I still felt that I have a burden to share.
我想因为有两件事情，我可以就是分享一下。第一件事情就是，这个就是一月份初在休斯顿有个青少年的特会。
So I have two things to share. The first one is in the beginning of January, there is a conference at Houston for young people.
那感谢主，因为当时我们家的小儿子他有就是很想参加特会。
Thank the Lord at that time, my younger son Caleb really wanted to go join conference.
所以后来我们也祷告的时候觉得好像应该这个特会比较合适。So
when we prayed about it, we thought that this conference was the best fit.
那当时我们也在考虑那老大就是说要不要也去呢,因为他学校可能假期没有那么多。We
were wondering if we should also have our older son to go with as well, but his holiday, his vacation days is not as long.
但是在主感谢主在主面前寻求的时候，就是主也给了两首诗歌。So
thank the Lord that as we're seeking the Lord, He gave us two psalms.
第一首是 Worthy is the Lamb, 就是羔羊是配。所以当这首诗歌出来的时候，就觉得他是配的我们。
The first song that came into our mind was Worthy is the Lamb, so that we were reminded that He was worthy of our sacrifices.
但是因为那天早晨在别的地方刚好也听到这首诗歌，所以我觉得我还是要再 clarify，再进一步去清楚一下。所以仰望主的时候，感谢主又给了第二首诗歌，就是 Knowing You，
And as I keep speaking, the Lord gave me another song that's called Knowing You.
所以里面清楚了以后，我们就给孩子订了机票。两个。So
when we were clear, we booked the plane ticket for both of our sons.
可是后来到了十二月底的时候，就是在特会前十几天。 我们家的大儿子 Joshua 他就开始发烧。But
a few days before the conference, our older son Joshua started to have a fever.
他烧了一个星期，我们带他去看医生。他除了发烧以外，其他什么症状都没有。He
had fever for almost a week. We took him to the doctor. There was no other symptom except for the fever.
那医生也做了各项的检查。
The doctor went through many examinations.
但是好像这个烧还是在继续。But
the fever continued.
所以后来到了等于说要坐飞机前一天，他还有发烧。Even
to the point the day before the plane, before the trip, Joshua is still in fever.
所以我们当时就觉得很挣扎，是否他可以去，还是个未知数现在。
So we felt very conflicted. We don't know if he could go.
Yeah, 所以那天就觉得说再看一下医生，确定一下。如果医生说可以去，那就去；医生如果说不能去，那我们就他就留在家。So
we then decided to consult the doctor that day to see if the doctor would recommend him going or not.
那就在那一天早晨，心里仰望主的时候，里面就有一首诗歌，就是。 How great thou art, 就是主你真伟大。
And as we were seeking that morning, the song How Great Thou Art came in.
觉得应该是可以，但是觉得当然还不是说那么确定。
We thought the Lord is saying we can send him to the conference, but we were still not sure.
后来我跟我母亲分享这件事情，分享这首诗歌的时候，里面就突然间有一个。 有一个画面就闪一下过去。So
as I was talking with my mother in the morning about this and about the song that I received, I had a glimpse of an image in my mind.
就是川普的团队在他听到川普这次大选就是被选上了以后，那整个团队在大厅里面就唱这首诗歌，就是唱 How Great Thou Art。
When Trump heard that he was elected as president, his team in a big hall all sang the song "How Great Thou Art."
所以当这个画面一过去的时候，里面一下子就好像醒悟过来，在这个事情背后有征战。Once
I had that image, I realized that there is a spiritual warfare behind this.
所以不过感谢主，主是得胜的。
But thank the Lord that our Lord is victorious.
所以那天早晨看了医生，那后来医生他 就是他感谢主，他说可以去，那带着药去，那因为他也告诉我们所有的检查报告出来都是都是阴性的，都是没问题的。
Thank the Lord, we went to the doctor. The doctor said that all of the examination all came out negative, so that Joshua should be okay to go as long as he just takes the fever medicine with him.
所以后来他坐飞机到了营会那边，那天是星期二，那后来我弟兄也打电话请教会的弟兄，就是教会的祷告聚会还有早晨的那个姊妹祷告聚会为 Joshua 祷告。
So the day that our sons had their trip was on Tuesday. So my husband mentioned to all of the prayer meeting on Tuesday, the sister prayer and the evening prayer to pray for Joshua.
Yeah, 那感谢主，那天晚上他还有发烧，但是那天晚上。教会祷告聚会结束以后，那天晚上他的烧就退了，后来他就再没有发烧了。
Thank the Lord that during the day Joshua still had fever, but after the prayer meeting on Tuesday night, his fever broke.
所以这件事情，一方面我们一方面很感恩，一方面就是觉得感谢主，一方面也真的也觉得很感恩，在主里面有有弟兄姊妹的扶持，祷告的扶持 ，Yeah.
We felt very grateful for the Lord, and we also feel very blessed to have brother and sisters being around and helping us.
那所以后来感谢主 ，Joshua 他也很很喜欢那个特会。
Thank the Lord that Joshua also really liked the conference.
那第二个事情就是就是前一段有两个姊妹，就是跟我说他们，问我要不要跟他们一起，就是为着每个星期小小班这个主日学的服事，有一个星期一次的祷告。
So the second testimony I had was that there were two sisters that came to ask me if once a week if we can pray for the toddlers Sunday school class.
那我也挺乐意的，我说好啊。那
，So I gladly accepted.
那第一次跟他们祷告以后，里面我就感觉好像不单是为着小小班有负担，好像里面看到是对整个 CBM 的这个整个的主日学有负担。
So as we started praying, I realized that the burden wasn't just for the little toddlers class, but also the entire Sunday school.
后来心里面默想这件事情的时候，就有一句话。
And I was meditating on this, as a word came to me.
就是雅各书里面三章第八节里面讲到，防备夜间有惊慌。
So the word that came to me is some.Yeah,
Song of Songs.
Song of Songs, okay.
Yeah.
第三章。
第八节。
So it's Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 8 that came to me.
Yeah.
They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man has a sword on his thigh because of fear in the night.
Yeah, 所以我后来也打开这一段的经文，看到从他这边讲到的是，就是所罗门的教这边我记得以前，他这边第七节，我想从第七节这边也讲到所罗门的教四围有六十个勇士，都是以色列中的勇士，手都持刀，善于征战，腰间佩刀，防备夜间有惊慌。
So it started from verse 7. It says, "Behold, it is Solomon's couch with 60 valiant men around it."Of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Each man has his sword on his thigh because of fear in the night.
Yeah, 所以当我看到的时候，我好像里面就突然间明白过来，就是要为着每一个星期CBM 的逐日学的这些每一个班级为着这些年轻年幼的孩子们需要为他们祷告。
So when I saw these verses, I felt that the Lord was revealing to me that we need to pray every week for the Sunday school for both young and old.
因为背后也是有很大的征战。
Because there is a spiritual warfare behind this.
因为今天我想大家都知道仇敌的目标就是年轻年幼的这一代。
We know that the enemies are always aiming towards the younger generation.
这些孩子们他们其实来到我们中间来到聚会就是在征战的里面。
These children, as soon as they came into our assembly here, they're also being part of the warfare.
但是可能很多他们没有不知道自己已经在征战的里面，或者有的知道他们也不知道该如何来征战。
Some of them may not even aware that there is a spiritual warfare that they are part of, and even the older ones knew they don't know how to defend themselves.
所以需要。 有一般祷告的勇士能够起来为着孩子们来到主日学，或者是我想不单是主日学吧，还有星期天下午年轻人的聚集，星期五晚上年轻人的聚集，还有包括在主日波饼的聚会年轻人年幼的孩子们在我们的中间，巴不得他们因着背后。 就是有弟兄姊妹们背后教会守望的祷告，他们都能够在这里能够遇见主。
Our young people need a group of prayer warriors to protect them not only for Sunday school but also Sunday afternoon time, Friday night Bible study time, even our Lord's table doing breaking of bread. All the children sitting here, they all need covering.
Yeah, 所以我觉得，当我在默想的时候，我觉得，今天我交通这两件事情的目的，其实我觉得更主要的是，为着要把这个祷告的负担交通出来。So
my sharing today mainly was that I want to bring out the burden of prayer.
但愿实在，让我们都能够不单为着自己家里面的孩子祷告，也能够为着整个教会年轻年幼的下一代，他们能够来到这里，能够遇见主，能够被主的同在所吸引，能够因着遇见主，他们就被改变。但愿我们都能够成为像摩西、亚伦和户珥一样的，能够在山上为着他们来做守望的祷告。
May we all not just pray for the children of our own family, but every children here, that they may come here, that they may meet the Lord and be changed. May we be like Moses, Aaron, and Hur on the praying for the people on the mountain. That this is not just a personal warfare, but it's a corporate warfare that requires the prayer of the church.
Yeah, 就像, 以弗所书里面讲到, 我们并不是与属血气的征战, 乃是与那些执政的掌权的, 管辖着幽暗世界的, 以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Just like Ephesians mentioned to us that we're not warring against those of flesh, but we're warring against the spiritual power in the principality.
Yeah. 所以我就想到，就像摩西、亚伦和户珥，他们什么时候在山上，为着山下以色列的百姓举手祷告，那山下就得胜；什么时候他们手垂下来，下面就不能得胜。
I was reminded of the image when Moses, Aaron, and Hur were praying on the mountain. Whenever Moses' hand was able to get lift up and pray, the Israelites will win. But when the hands were let down, the Israelites were being defeated.
Yeah, 感谢主呀, 这就是我里面的负担。
Thank you, Lord. This is my burden. Peace, brothers and sisters. Our Sister Susie just shared with us the burden of prayer.
实在的求助真的心气，很多时候我们做很多事情都是没有附上太多的祷告，所以都是人在那里做，其实没有祷告的服事，是没有属灵的果效的。
We pray that the Lord may help us because many times when we do things, we didn't offer much prayer time. A lot of times it's the men that was doing. It doesn't have much spiritual effect.
Yeah, 求主兴起更多祷告的勇士。
So may the Lord raise up more warriors of prayer.
我在交通，因为我真的一面很高兴，一面真的也感谢主，就是我一个同学也是一个姐妹。
I am half of me is happy, half of me is wanting to thank the Lord that I have a classmate who is also a sister in the Lord.
我就不提她的名字，她在马林南州。
I will not mention her name.
因为她一直在，她肝脏不好，一直在想要在美国。换肝呢还是在中国，因为他是在中国的时候他是医生。
I think her liver is not doing well.
Transplant. 她要 transplant.
So she's looking to do a transplant, and she's also a doctor back in China.
所以她一直想回中国换肝。
So she kept thinking that she will go back to China to do the liver transplant.
但是我一直对中国的那种医疗系统我是不信任的。
I personally, to me, I had doubts with the medical system in China.
所以但是很感谢主，在突然间就是在几号啊？十九号就通知他说有一个肝源。
So all of a sudden on the 19th, there was news that there is a liver available.
然后20号他清晨5点就进去放肝。
So then she then went into the hospital on the morning of the 20th.
然后放完肝以后8个小时以后出来，他全身挂满的那个这个管子。
After 8 hours of operation, she came out. She had tube all over her body.
然后她老公就很担心。
So her husband was very worried.
然后我心就一下子很沉重。
I all of a sudden felt heavy.
因为为什么在十九号的时候她给我打电话
？Because on the 19th she called me.
然后她说我要不要去有一个肝源，我要不要去换肝？
She told me that there is one liver available. Should I go?
然后我其实没经过我大脑的，我心里非常非常的确定说，这个肝是主为你预备的，你要去。
At that time, my brain didn't even process this, but in my heart, I knew that this was a liver that God had prepared. I told her you have to go.
然后看到她老公那样的担心。然后我就觉得我负担就变得很沉重，我怎么可能替人家去做这么大的一个决定
？But when I saw that the surgery was over and I saw how worried the husband was, I all of a sudden felt that there was a lot of burden on my shoulder. How could I make such an important decision for someone else？
然后二十号刚好有几位弟兄姐妹到我们家吃晚饭。
So on the 20th that day, there were several brothers and sisters coming. To my place, my house for dinner.
那最后我还是说出来的，我心里很担心。
So at the end, I still shared this because I was very worried.
然后我说我们一起来祷告。
I asked the brothers and sisters to pray.
然后祷告结束，那个有一位姐妹就选了一首诗歌说，天父必看顾你。
At the end of our prayer, a sister said, let's sing the hymn, Our father will look after you.
但是他不是唱说天父必看顾你，他是唱说天父必看顾他，天父必看顾他。
But when we sing this song, we change the lyrics saying that the father will look after her.
当他唱天父必看顾他的时候，我整个石头掉下来，我说我担心什么呢？天父必看顾他，是主给他的肝，那我担心什么呢
？As we were saying, I felt the stone was in my heart was let down because I knew that this was a liver that God had prepared for her, that God will look after her.
所以那我 21号早上清早我就开车去了马尼兰州， 我就在医院里面， 在 ICU， 她在 ICU， 我就陪她几天。
So the morning of 21st, I drove down to Maryland to see her in her ICU to be with her
22号早上 那个新移植在他里面的肝就翻选了，并且非常好，各个器官都非常好。
So on the 22nd, the new liver started to fully function. All the numbers are reading well.
哇，一天比一天好，一天比一天好。She
looks better day after day.
所以我们非常的感恩。And
we were all very grateful.
然后我也在想，真的人心筹算自己的道路，耶和华指引他的脚中。
That I was reminded that man can plan his ways, but it was the Lord who directs his
way.
Because in her heart, she always wanted to go back to China. But the Lord's leading is above what we can imagine.
还有我又想到那个瑞青的女儿。
Then I was also reminded of our sister Rachel's daughter.
虽然她是 很突然的被主接走,
even though she was taken by the Lord very suddenly,
当我去看她的时候,
when I went to visit her,
我说，哎呀，你拜天去看你女儿， 如果那一天你不送她去 urgent care， 你是把她送到医院的话， 可能她就不会走。
I mentioned to Rachel that back then, the day that you, when your daughter was sick, if you didn't take her to the urgent care, but instead you brought her to the hospital, maybe she wouldn't have passed away.
但是姐妹讲了一句话说没有如果。
But Sister Rachel said, but there is no what if.
她说主要带她走，主就是要带她走。 她说没有如果， 为什么那个时候谁都不会想到她会脱水。
So she said, if the Lord wants to take her away, the Lord will take her away. At that time, no one would have thought that she will die.
因为她先生是医生嘛， 她说这个很简单的一件事情， 为什么会造成这样的结果？
Because her husband, her family, they're all medically trained, and no one imagined that this would happen.
所以其实我们的， 我就在想， 我们的年岁， 我们的疆界， 都在神的手中。
So I was reminded that all of our times, our years on earth, they're all in Lord's hand.
所以我们没有办法去计划我们 要活多久， 或者要怎样。
There is no way for us to plan how long we want to live and what we want to do.
但是如果我们知道是主在那里掌权。
But if we know that it's the Lord who is reigning.
所以我们也知道主的道路高过我们道路，主的意念高过我们的意念。
And we know that his way is higher than our way and his mind is higher than
ours. 那我就在想，真的我们或生我们或死，我们都是主的人。
That whether we live or die, we are all his.
但是有一节就是在希伯来书11章5节那个也是常常在提醒我们。
And another verse in Hebrews 11 verse 5 often reminded me.
第五节说，伊诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以前，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God has taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
所以我们活着的时候，我们都是与神同行。
So as we live, we walk with God.
或者主让我们活活的被提，或者主让我们睡了，然后从死里复活。
Either the Lord will meet us in the air, or that the Lord will let us sleep, and then we will rise up in our sleep.
不管怎么样，我们活着的时候，我们要像伊诺一样与主同行。 在我们被建筑之先，我们能够得着主喜悦我们的名证。
Either way, we need to be like Enoch, that we need to walk with God, so that when we see him, we have already pleased God.
所以不要看我们过得好像都是很平凡很平凡的生活。
Don't think that we live an ordinary life.
但是我们就是过平凡生活，生儿育女。 但是我们每一天与主同行，主喜悦我们，这是最重要的。
Even though we live a normal people's life, but if we walk with the Lord every day, and the Lord is pleased with us, that is the most important thing.
Yeah, 求主保守我们的心。
May the Lord continue to keep
us. 时时每一天都要预备迎接主。
Every moment that we're ready to meet.
真的不知道是我们去见主呢，还是主来接我们。
We don't know if it's we will see him or he will come.
但是无论如何，我们活在主面前是最重要的。
But regardless, the most important thing is that we need to live before him. Here's Andy Martin.
We have time for another short sharing.
Greeting,
brothers and sisters. My name is Stanley.
有好几个月之前，可能就想上来，但是一直都没有机会。
So for many months, I always wanted to come up, but I never had a chance to.
因为每次第一周见证会的时候，然后总是会有一些事情来拦住我的脚步。
So because every time when we have been sharing, there's always something coming up that will prevent me from sharing.
有的时候我女儿突然间就生病了。
Sometimes my daughter will all of a sudden get sick.
然后有的时候是找不到机会上来。
Or there are times that I couldn't find a gap to come up.
我今天要做的见证会是关于我拿到了驾照。
So today I want to testify how I got my driver's license.
是终于拿到了。
It's how I finally got my driver's license.
我考了四年。
So I've gone through the journey for 4 years.
然后考了应该有五到六次。
Maybe 5 to 6 times.
然后两年前那一次是最接近的一次。
There was one time I was very close 2 years ago.
只差了五分就过了。
I missed it by 5 points.
然后后面我去上班了，然后去曼哈顿那边。
So and after that I started working in Manhattan.
然后我是觉得因为我先生开车，然后我就觉得我不需要了，然后又停了两年又没考。
And I thought, my husband can already drive the car and I don't need to drive the car.So I just let it drop.
在2024年的10月31号，我终于考过了。
In 2024 October 31st, I finally got the driver's license.
你知道我花了很多很多钱，我加练了，每一次考试我都要加练至少是3到5节课。
I have paid a lot of fees for all the lessons. Every time I go, I have to do additional lessons for every exam I go.
所以说，为了拿到驾照，我应该有花了几千块了。
So I probably spent more than thousands on this.
然后因为今年，去年24年的时候我就没有上班了，然后我的小孩子从曼哈顿那边上学，全部就移到 Queens 这边。
This 2024 I stopped working and then because of that all of the children transfer school from Manhattan to Queens.
然后我有两个女儿。
I have 2 daughters.
然后我跟神说，我说，你看天气这么冷，如果接下来天气会越来越冷，如果我还是没有考到驾照的话。就每天也没办法让他们两个天天去走路。
I told the Lord, the weather is getting colder. that if I still didn't get a driver's license, every morning our daughters still have to walk to school.
从学校到我家要走二十分钟。
So walking between my house to school is 20 minutes.
然后我去学校申请了一张就是 MTA 的那个卡地铁卡。
And I requested from school a MTA Metro card for students.
但是走的话也要走十几分钟，就是如果
除了 even if I take the bus, it will take 15 minutes.
然后我就又约回我的那个教练去练车了。
So then that was when I started to go back to the coach and started learning how to drive.
我去了凯西纳的考场，我也去了 Fresh Merrill， 我也去了 Garden City， 我都考过。
I tried all sorts of different exam locations in Casina, in Garden City, in Fresh Meadow.
然后他们说啊，这个考场好考。然后我说啊，那去这边考一下吧。
Then the driver school academy will say that this location is easy to pass. As I'll go try this one.
然后教练又说，那你这个考不过，那你就去那个长岛那边试下吧，可能也会更简单吧。
So I failed this one, and I tried all of them. Then they say maybe you try Long Island, maybe you can pass.
然后我又去了 Garden City, 然后还是没考过。
I tried Garden City.
加钱了。因为开过去的时候，教练的那个钱我要多加50块钱。
I have to pay extra to go further for a test because they are driving further for me.
然后，去的时候，就是第一个搭讪我就回来了。
When the exam started, I get turned back as soon as I hit the first stop sign.
当我在右转的时候。对面那边有辆车过来，我说我没看到。教练说你怎么会没看到呢？它是一直都存在的呀，怎么会没看到呢？然后
，When I was making a right turn, there was a car incoming, and I didn't see the car. The person said, "How could you not see an incoming car?"
然后我就又开回来了。
So that's how I got turned back at the first intersection.
然后又隔了大概几周。
After several weeks,
然后教练突然间就联系我，他说我帮你约到时间了。
All of a sudden, the coach told me I got a time slot for you.
然后听到这个，就那天是周天，他帮我约到下周四。
That day was Sunday, and he told me the time slot for exam is on Thursday.
然后我就突然间就整个人感觉就不好了，就吃不好睡不好了。
Then all of a sudden, I started getting very worried.
然后那天晚上就真的是生病了。
And then I got sick that night.
然后刚好第二天，就又跟教练约了一节课，然后我就说，哎，去还是不去呢
？So because of the exam, I scheduled one more lesson with the coach on Monday.
然后我就在微信上面跟教练说了这个情况，我说教练你怕不怕？我有点发烧了。
I was worried.If I should go because I had a fever, so I told the coach.
教练说你敢来我就敢去。
I told him, would you worry because I'm sick? The coach said, well, if you're willing to drive, then I'm willing to go with you.
然后我朋友刚好打电话过来，然后我跟他提了这个考试的约的这个时间的事情。
So my friend called me at the same time.Mentioned it on the phone.
然后他说啊，那刚好是万圣节。
The friend said, "Oh, it's on Halloween."
然后我就跟他说我不过万圣节。
I told him I don't celebrate Halloween.
对，因为我的小孩子也不过万圣节，我就跟老司机事先说好了。
My kids don't celebrate. We already picked the date.
我跟孩子的老师说我们不过。
So I told the teacher that my children are not celebrating.
然后我那天就去考了，然后那天天气其实很暖和。
That day, on the day of the exam, Thursday, it was actually very warm.
然后我就穿了一件衬衫。
So I only wore a shirt.
然后我除了全身除了手之外，我都很热。
But aside from...Everywhere on my body, I felt very cold, except my hands.
然后就冒冷汗。
Then I started having cold sweat.
然后车停在那边等的时候。
And I was waiting there.
然后我教练就说，哎，今天880不在。880是一个考官的那个他的一个号码。
The coach, well, as we're waiting, the coach told me, oh, today, number 880 is not here, which is he's referring to the, inspect, the person that, gives you the grade.
因为在他们教练里面，他们有说有特别一两个会比较特别难考的那种。
Because they know everyone and they knew who is the most strict person.
然后他说了一句，虽然880不在，但是今天小印度有在。
That,
就是一个印度的考官。
Yes, but even the most strict person is not there, there is also another person who is also strict, happened to be there.
然后怕什么来什么。
So I was saying in Chinese, when you're afraid of something, something will come.
就是这个考官我就遇到了。
Then I happened to get the second strict person.
然后前面我们在等待的时候，前面有好几辆车，然后他说有个考官特别好考。
As we're waiting many lines, the coach told me, oh, there is one person passes people very easily.
然后那个考官就在我的前面那辆车就开走了。我说，哎呀，今天怎么这么好的考官又轮不上了。
But he paired up with the person that's right in front of me.
然后后面那个考官，就我刚说的那个印度人那个考官就过来了。
So then I got the second strictest person in my car.
然后我就问教练这是谁啊？他说这个就是那个小印度，你没看到吗？
I asked the coach who is this person? Is he nice? Then the coach said, well, he is the person I mentioned before, the second strict person.
然后他上来的时候，我就跟他打了个招呼嘛。
When he came on, I said hi.
他其实是一个年轻人，然后我看了一下，我心里想，哦，好像也没那么可怕。
He actually was very young, so I saw him. I said, oh, he doesn't seem scary.
然后我就仰望神，因为在这个等待的期间，其实我又跟我妈又同心合意的又祷告了一次。
So then I just held on to the Lord because while we're waiting, I also prayed with my mom.
因为刚好我妈那个微信她发给我一个东西，我说啊，你这么晚还没睡吗？因为她还在中国。
My mom happened to be in China. She happened to send me a message, and I realized she didn't go to sleep yet.
然后我就趁着这个空档祷告了一下，我妈就说你不用担心，交托给主。
So because of that, I was able to pray with my mom, and she said, "Don't worry about it. Just put it in God's hand."
然后我就开始了，然后。考的时候呢，那个考官就跟我有提了好几个问题，他说啊，开的时候那边的车离得太近，然后
As I was driving, the instructor, the inspector kept on saying that there are many money issues.
他刚好有提了两次，然后后面我查分数的时候，他说的我都背口了。
He mentioned it twice, and after the result came out, everything he said, he deducted points from me.
然后就是我虽然开这么久的车，但是我的那个判断能力一直都不行。
Even though I have trained for so long, my decision making is not really there.
比如说在 always start sign 的时候，我都是在想谁先走，他先走还是我先走，我每次都是因为这个问题搞不清楚。
Every time when we arrive at stop sign, I always have trouble deciding who can go first.
然后有的时候跟我先生出去练车，然后他就说你真的是判断不行，车感也不好。
When I trained with my husband, also he told me the same thing.
然后我就觉得特别感谢主，因为真的这个女生可能对这个，可能我是处于比较个别的那个，开车事情真的是特别特别的笨。
So I really want to thank the Lord because I am really not that good at driving.
真的感谢神的怜悯，因为真的天气，你说刮风下雨下雪，这个时候我就特别的担心，我女儿如果不愿意陪我走路怎么办？
Because I often worried in a raining day, snowy day, that I will really worry that my children would not want to walk.
然后感觉就这个驾照证拿得特别的及时，因为十一月差不多这个时间的开始，慢慢天气开始冷了。
And that the driver's lessons was very timely for us. That usually in November it's when it starts to get cold.
然后最后分数出来，我刚刚好被扣了30分，刚刚好过。
So when the results came out, I was exactly 30. I just passed it on the line.
特别感谢主的恩典。
Thank the Lord for His grace.
Let's have some prayer.
那我们一起有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, indeed, we just want to thank you. You are a living God.
主耶稣，我们要感谢你啊！你是这又真又活的神。
Lord, you not only save us, you truly walk in our life.
你不仅是救了我们，你在我们生活里面与我们同行。
Lord, we truly in our daily life, we may struggle, we may puzzle, we may doubt you.
像是我们在生活里面，我们会有一些难处啊，我们甚至有一些疑问。
But Lord, you are the true and faithful one.
但是你是那一位又真实又信实的那一位。
You are the shepherd of our soul, the lover of our soul.
你是牧养我们灵魂我们的那一位。
And you came to save us and call us according to your purpose.
救我们你也呼召我们按照你的这个旨意来招我们。
Lord, indeed, help us, Lord, in our daily life to really behold you in the daily event.
在我们生活里面，我们求你在我们遇到的事情里面你能够引导我们。
Open our eyes that we may know the Lord is here.
开我们的眼睛我们能够看见你就在我们生活里面。
It is I, do not be afraid.
我们
That you would say,
定睛在你身上我们不会惧怕。
So Lord, we do give our life to you.
我们把我们的生命交在你手中。
Prepare us for your coming.
我们一起来等到你再回来。
And thank you so much for being with us in our ups and downs.
当我们生活上起伏的时候起起伏伏的时候你都与我们同在。
And we, in the same manner, we want to remember our young people.
在同样的我们要纪念我们当中年轻的弟兄姊妹。
You truly will lay hold of each heart.
但愿你抓住每一位年轻弟兄姊妹的心。
The Lord, indeed, there will be a generation that seek the Lord.
但愿我们有一个世代能够一起来追求我们的主。
Thank you that we can come to know by you.
但愿我们感谢你，我们都能够一起被你认识。
And we want to give you all the praise.
我们把这个所有的赞美，我们要归给你。
We pray and ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Witness.
我们就停在这里。